Good afternoon, everyone. This is Susan Dene, and you are listening to the Know You're Crazy Talk Show, where we are talking about emotional elevation in the raw. What is emotional elevation in the raw? It is simply the removal of the filters which have held so many of us from truly expressing how we really feel about living this life day to day. Whether it be finances, romances, professional, or even our health, we all have a little bit of crazy to dive in and get to know. As a certified high-performance coach to corporations and individuals, as well as a woman helping women recover from alcoholism and addiction for nearly 20 years, I not only will bring you my insight and experience, but that of experts and everyday individuals like yourself who have figured something out about this emotional elevation. Please join me one episode at a time as we find solutions together for our crazy. Remember, this journey of life is meant to be enjoyed, and you deserve that because you are worth it. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Susan Dene, and you are joining me on the Know You're Crazy Talk Show, where we are talking emotional recovery in the raw. What do I mean by in the raw? I simply just mean that we will be removing the filters that so many of us have put in place of truly expressing how we really feel about living this life day to day. As a certified high-performance coach and a woman helping women for many years in recovery from addiction and alcoholism, I'm simply bringing to you my own insight, techniques, and tools that I personally have used, but also helped many women recover emotionally and mentally over the years to new levels of emotional elevation. In addition to that, I'll be bringing to you some of the certified high-performance coaching that I'm part of, where we talk about things like clarity, productivity, influence, all kinds of good stuff to go over with you folks. For today, however, it's our first episode. I found it, well, I thought it would only be appropriate to talk a little bit about me, where I come from, what Know You're Crazy is, and go from there. So you already know my name is Susan Dene. The other day I was in my house, I was doing dishes or something, and I had this memory and I couldn't help but chuckle. Have you ever been doing something in your adult life and you reflect back to your childhood or even over the years and you saw yourself doing it years ago, and then over time, there is no surprise that you're still, as an adult, doing the same thing? It's usually something that you enjoy. It's something that's been with you your entire life. My memory was me sitting in my small bedroom growing up. I grew up in a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, small house in Nebraska. I can still see the yellow and green shag carpet. I'm sitting there on the floor. I was probably 10 years old. I've got my pink ghetto blaster. How many people had a ghetto blaster? If you're my generation, that's a familiar term. With a single cassette player, an actual cassette. And I'm recording myself talk, right? Like I'm talking, it was the coolest thing ever. And I remember back then feeling funny about how my voice sounded. Like it just felt funny. And so I'm in my kitchen, I'm doing dishes, and I'm realizing that I've been recording. And even back then I was on this cassette tape. I found this tape a few months back, and it's me talking about, I'm on my radio show. And I'm sounding like a fool. I'm 10 years old. I'm, talking crazy and almost too embarrassing to listen to. It was kind of one of those. And, but I couldn't help but appreciate the synchronicity in what I'm doing today. I like to talk. I like to help. I've been doing that my entire life. I can remember my teenage years helping friends who needed to talk about a problem. I got sober in 2001, and in my journey of sobriety, what the rooms of recovery teach us is to give back what's been given so freely to us. And that took off for me when I was about 6 years clean, when I really dove into helping women recover from alcoholism and addiction. And I just did a lot of that. I've done a lot of that in that arena. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I decided when I hit an emotional rock bottom professionally, I had been at the same company for a long time, and it was no longer serving my highest self. Have you ever been doing something for a long time and you know it's just not the right thing anymore, but you can't quite bring yourself to leave? You may have experienced this in relationships, intimate relationships. You may experience it professionally like I did. I've experienced it probably in all categories. You can experience it in your health, where you continue to behave or show up in ways that are not serving your body, your temple. You may do it in your finances, where you know you've got a certain amount of money and it's only supposed to be spent on certain things. Maybe that's your belief system and you keep overspending. And so in all those areas, simply the point I'm getting at is there is a lack of alignment. There's a lack of integrity. So professionally, I had hit this learning lesson and I had hit an emotional rock bottom trying to figure out what do I want to be when I grow up? And this was happening in my 40s. It was quite scary, but I had a moment of clarity around it. And I thought, well, what do you like to do? And I like to talk. I like to publicly speak also. Put me on a stage, put me teaching folks, and I am at my best. I absolutely love it. How do I make money doing that, though? How do I make a whole life change? The area that I had been at professionally for nearly 20 years by the time I walked away was in debt collection. Not exactly the dream job I was thinking of. You know, I didn't wake up one day and say, I want to be a bill collector. It just kind of happened. And then corporate, you learn how to train, you learn how to, you know, market, you do all these things in that industry. And it was great until it wasn't great. And that's usually how it works when a growth spurt is upon us. It is great until it's not great. And then suddenly, for me, the spirit needs to grow. Something needs to change. I believe that we are meant to evolve. We are meant to grow. We're meant to play new things, have new ideas, explore, have fun. And sometimes the decisions I've made have just run out of gas. That's all there is to it. They've run out of gas. So I had my moment and what am I going to do? And I just started with skill set development. So if you're someone who's looking for a change in your life, perhaps it's professionally, this doesn't have to be a dive off the deep end and burn the house down and tell the family that you've resigned from your job of all these years. It doesn't have to be like that. What I did for me and what could work for you is I just took baby steps in skill set development, which eventually brought me to this. You know, when I started diving into things online and influence, I didn't even have a Facebook page. This has been a process over the last 4 to 5 years, one that I started out strong and then I burned out and had to start over. And then life on life's terms happened during that time. In addition to leaving my career of 20 years, a couple other things close to the heart happened. And so to be sitting in front of you today and making a video about how I can help you and talk to you is an absolute blessing for me. And so I hope that I do help you. So let's talk about help. Let's talk about crazy. How about we talk a little bit about know you're crazy, what it is, where it comes from, how it was born, and how can it help you? Let's see. Have you ever, I'm not even going to say, I know you have. I know you've experienced this where you have been at your wit's end, completely crazy, stressed out, overwhelmed, feeling self-pity, underappreciated. And in those moments, you show up a certain way. For me, my crazy used to manifest in anger. So I learned a lot about how the crazy went on display with anger. It became my teacher, learning how to control and get to the bottom of some of those issues. But my crazy would manifest like that. Your crazy may not be, it doesn't have to actually show up in horrific circumstances. You know, like you have to go bankrupt and you lose your mind and make everybody miserable. It doesn't have to be horrific circumstances. The crazy most often for a lot of us is how we show up with day-to-day stuff. Did you ever read that book, something about it? Oh, don't sweat the small stuff. I can't remember the author's name. Don't sweat the small stuff. Crazy shows up in the small stuff. Crazy shows up in the lid being left off the toothpaste. Crazy shows up in the spouse not loading the dishwasher correctly. crazy shows up in the kids leaving their clothes all over the floor. And you've got maybe a belief that the house needs to stay in order and perfect all the time. And you can't quite understand why everybody's walking on eggshells around you in the house, because you're so uptight about the condition of the house that you can't relax. And you're emitting energy all over that place that nobody wants to be around. I'm talking that kind of crazy. Maybe you're acquainted with it. Maybe you're not. If that resonates at all with you, you might be. That's the stuff we're going to talk about on this show. That's the stuff. Crazy could be going to the grocery store, watching the person bagging your groceries, put your cans of soda on top of your bread, putting the eggs at the bottom of the bag, and you're wondering if they're going to get crushed, and yet you hesitate and don't say anything, but it irritates you and you become resentful and you walk out of there all kind of in a huff, but don't say anything to anybody. That might be a little bit of crazy. Crazy might be, I don't know, you go shopping, you overspend, and you spend the next 3 days beating the hell out of yourself because you overspent. Now you feel guilty, and now you're debating on whether you need to take the stuff back to the store or if you need to wear it and enjoy it and just give yourself a break. There's a constant debate going on in the consciousness about what you should and shouldn't do. Ultimately, the crazy is the lack of integrity in which you are living in certain areas of your life. That's what it is. I continue to do something when on the inside, I don't want to be doing it. And I do it anyway. I eat the bag of cookies, even when I say I'm only going to have one. And I started my keto diet last week, but I'm going to eat those cookies because I had a hard day and I deserve it. That's okay if that's what you want to do. But if there's an emotional reaction of ick, I call it the ick. We can call it a hangover. If there's an emotional ick, an emotional hangover after the decision is made, and on the inside, you got that heaviness, you got that dark cloud coming around, that's the crazy. And that's what I like to talk about. When I help women and when I help individuals in coaching, the one thing I'm looking for is to get to that stuff. Because that stuff, I believe, is what steals our peace. And we all have that stuff. I don't care how evolved you are. I'm pretty evolved, right? Compared to where I come from, you know, when you recover from addiction and alcoholism back in the day, and then, you know, I can sit here 20 years later and feel the majority of my days in alignment with my higher self, I'm doing pretty damn good, right? Like that, that's the sweet spot. How often are you there? Because I can still get off that and I can still have crazy days. And so I too am still applying the methods and the teachings and things that I'm going to be going over with you in the next few episodes. I too still have the crazy, and everybody does. We wouldn't be human if we didn't. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the crazy. We're going to talk about a couple more things when we come back from segment. But as we get ready to go into this break, I just want you to ask yourself one thing. How does my crazy show up? Just think about it. You may not know the answer. You may have buried and justified that stuff for so long that it's even ugly to look at and you don't want to look at it. But if you have a little bit of courage, a little bit of insight today, and you want to just take a moment, just where does my crazy shows up? Think of the situations that annoy you. That'll be the first starting point for you, maybe. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about that. My name is Susan Dene. You can check me out at susandene.com. Feel free to email me. I'd be more than happy to respond. You can check out my Facebook page, Susan Dene, or you can check the Instagram page out at Susan_Dene. A lot of my content is on Instagram. And we will be right back. It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com. Welcome back, folks. This is Susan Denae, and you are listening to the Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where we are getting raw with our emotional recovery. What do I mean by that? We're simply just getting to the bottom, the root, maybe, of our crazy and how that comes in our life. And also, let's talk about the tools and the solutions to that so that it can become less and less, and we can enjoy more days than not. Prior to going to break, I asked everyone a question. If you're just joining us, that question was, take a pause and ask yourself how your crazy shows up in your life. A few examples I had given prior to break during that first segment. It doesn't always have to be the meltdown. It doesn't always have to be the financial bankruptcy. It doesn't have to be someone passing away or transitioning. It doesn't have to be the sudden loss of a job. Those meltdowns, and those are big stuff in life that happens. It happens to all of us. And our crazy will respond to that. It really will. The point I'm making with folks today, because we're going to talk about those extremes also, but today where I'm getting at to help you recognize how your crazy is working day to day. Maybe it's not every day. Maybe it's every other day. I don't know. It's sometimes in the small stuff. Most of the time it is in the small stuff. It's the walking through the door after you get off of work, realizing that the kids have left out 3 cereal bowls and nobody's bothered to pick it up, nor do they put the cereal away. It's still sitting on the counter and the crumbs are on the floor and they didn't even notice they dropped, and I'm tired. I don't want to have to pick it up. Now I'm irritated. Maybe that's the crazy. Maybe the crazy is with your partner who continues to leave their dirty laundry all over the bedroom floor. And no matter how many times you ask them to pick it up, it still remains on the floor of the bedroom. Maybe that irritates you. Maybe you become a passive aggressive individual when that happens. I don't know, but that's an example of how crazy may show up. Maybe your crazy is getting mad at the bagger at the grocery store when they put the soda cans on top of the bread. Maybe that frustrates you and you don't say a thing to anybody. You internalize it and go out to your car, and that's how your crazy may shows up. You may be somebody who internalizes everything and then think, you know, ultimately resulting in everything's your fault. I don't know. There are different ways in which your crazy will show up. Prior to break, I asked everyone, just think about maybe your last week, not even your whole life, just your last week. How was your week? Some of you may have had a fantastic week. But if you didn't, if there was a speed bump along the way, how did you emotionally respond to that? And in the middle of that emotional response, how did you treat those around you? You know, I said this was emotional recovery in the raw because I'm going to be asking you questions to really poke at you for getting to the inventory that may benefit you in taking when it comes to how you operate in your life and how you are affecting those around you. I believe after years of my own self-development and also witnessing women and men with tremendous amount of courage apply their own guidance, their own look at themselves to become better. They've all become acquainted with this part of them that they never really wanted to look at. And I call that part of it the crazy. So why do I call it the crazy? Because that can be some controversial stuff. You know, when I first came up with the name of this show, and actually it's the name of my book, you know, obviously those who are helping me with it were a little concerned about the title and who that might offend. I'm not that worried about it. And this is what I'm going to talk about this segment. I'm going to talk about the deliberate communication that I believe helps us get to the bottom of problems. And I also believe that you're not that sensitive. I don't think you're that sensitive. I'm going to give you credit for being an intelligent enough of a person to realize when I'm talking about you're crazy, that this isn't some slam on mental illness. In fact, it'd be an acknowledgement that we all have mental illness to some degree. Some are way worse than others. Look, when I got sober in 2001, and it was off my then husband's rock bottom, is how I like to say it. His rock bottom provided enough pain and anguish that it woke me up to my own rock bottom. And I'm forever thankful to that. But by the time we got to that point in our lives, and in that case, in our marriage, things weren't good. Things were not good. When you recover from a hopeless condition, whether that's overeating, overspending, overusing alcohol and drugs, whatever it is, right up until that point, when you completely surrender, life is not pleasant. It is horrendous usually. You know, it's unfortunate, but sometimes we have to go through those extreme pitfalls of pain in order to flip to the other side. Okay, why am I going in this direction? I'm going in this direction because by the time we got to the point of willingness to stop using and drinking, life had to get pretty horrible. And what I had recommended back then to him and this is before we knew of recovery or rooms or anything. We weren't even thinking of getting sober. We were just trying to fix the problem. So we had this thing in our house called addiction and alcoholism, but we weren't talking about that. Hell no. We were going to talk about, you know, these marital problems. So I made the suggestion, I'm going to go to counseling. You go to your own counselor and then we'll come together and we'll fix this. Well, guess what? He came home diagnosed with several things. Depression, borderline bipolar, a few things, attention deficit disorder. I'm a mom of, you know, I've helped raise six children, three of my own and three as a stepmom. And four out of those six children have been diagnosed attention deficit disorder. I am not lacking compassion for mental illness when I say, no, you're crazy. What I am stating in no, you're crazy is let's get honest about what's really going on emotionally within us when we are not happy, when we are not aligned with our highest self. What is that? And I'm not scared of using that phrase because I believe that people like yourself have enough intelligence and common sense to differentiate what I'm saying and what I'm conveying. And so I'm not scared of it. I'm not scared of it. And if anything, I have the utmost respect and compassion and love for anyone who has to suffer from mental illness, because I think once you've been in front of folks and helping them rebuild their lives, and in the recovery from addiction and alcoholism, we witness the worst of the worst sometimes. And the reason so many of us in that area of growth are compassionate and dedicated to doing that level of service work is because we know for us to drink or for us to use or for us to give in to our mental illness could mean to die. Could mean to die. And so in one way in that world, we're fortunate to be recovered because we have a reminder of how bad it is to go to that other extreme and we don't ever want to go back. So we stay willing to take a look at our crazy. And I've often said in the rooms of recovery, we are masters of emotional recovery, because we have to dare ourselves to look at it on a regular basis to not go back. So when I'm talking about know you're crazy and I'm bringing that term to the table, that is why, because I'm passionate that people respond better to direct communication, no BS, straightforward, let's get to the bottom of it, versus me soft serving up some language that I'm more concerned about you being able to withstand the storm or withstand the communication than to actually be able to bear the word so that you can heal. I trust that you're strong. I trust that you're not so sensitive to certain things that I'm going to say, because you're brave, you're courageous, and you've lived this long because you've been through some stuff. And so I'm going to lean into that. And so when I'm talking about emotional recovery in the raw, that's what you're going to get from me. And I honestly, this is why I'm so passionate about this, directly dealing with our crazy has I've seen it work miracles with individuals. And why is that? You know, why is that? I think how many of us and some of us are salespeople, right? I mean, we sell for a living. And we do that, whether it's we're selling for another company or we're selling somebody else's product or we're selling our own, we're salespeople. And yet we don't always like being sold to. And the reason I believe that we don't always like being sold to is because we feel like somebody may not be completely honest with us. They're trying to angle in a certain way. They're not really saying what's on their mind. They're not really getting to the point. how often have we asked a salesperson for the bottom line? And they kind of, you know, they go around the circles. I personally have done it because, you know, getting to that point directly, we get scared that somebody's going to walk away. They're not going to make the deal, whatever, because some of us are scared of direct communication. Or we're scared of giving direct communication. Think about it. Who in your life, a mentor or a teacher, and it doesn't, and I'm not talking about the tone of voice or a real jerk. I'm talking about people who really just explain things to you directly. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're not trying to soft serve you up a sales tip pitch. You know what I mean? Like they are really just authentically have your best interest in mind and give you the respect of being a mature adult, that they will directly communicate with you and tell you what they see or tell you what they can do to help you. You know, I come from an upbringing, and I don't know if it was a Nebraska thing or just my family thing, doesn't really matter. But my father was a direct man. And then when he passed away, unfortunately, he transitioned in December of 20 of COVID. One of those life circumstances where my crazy got put on display. It was really rough. More on that later. But when he passed away, I had so many people come up and say they were shocked because they really thought his spirit would carry him through, because he was such a respected man, and he was respected because he talked directly with people. You knew exactly where he stood because he never put on a show for anybody. He authentically walked in his own character. Man, what a blessing to have that. And if I can do that, if you can do that in this lifetime, if we can learn to authentically walk in our own character and to give that to other people, what a blessing it would be. No apologies, no ifs, ands, or buts, no excuses, just authentically walking in our own and then taking that authenticity and giving that back to somebody and giving them the respect that they deserve with direct communication. Yeah, what a blessing to be able to do that. So I talk about Know Your Crazy, and we're going to talk about Know Your Crazy. And we're also going to, let's see, what else we got on the agenda here? Oh, yeah. So we're going to get ready to cut to break right now and go to a break before our next segment. If you'd like to get in touch with me, I'm at SusanDenae.com. Facebook is Susan Denae. My Instagram is @Susan_Denae. Be glad to connect with you anywhere, anytime. So let's see. So what can I give you to think about before we come back? Oh, that was the question I was asking. Who in your life has provided a message to you directly that you appreciated and respected? Just think about that. What was it about their delivery? What was it about their message that helped you that day because you received it? Think about that, and then we will be right back.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, CLARE-ITY.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Susan Denae, and you are watching Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where we are getting emotional elevation in the raw. Simply, we are just getting to the point, directly dealing with our crazy. If you are just now joining us, the first part of the show, we have been talking about what is Know Your Crazy, how does crazy show up in your world. The very last segment, I was sharing about the power of authentically showing up and being our true selves. I also shared about the power of direct communication, versus what I'm recently calling soft serve communication, which really lends itself to the tagline of this show, emotional recovery in the raw. You know, often I find in my world and in the people that I help and I've been able to be of service to, in fact, even most recently, I'm doing this contract work for this company, helping them develop some processes and things for their accounts receivable, doing a little bit of coaching and training with, you know, conversation with their staff. And as I'm sitting in this room with a few of the owners, we're having a conversation. And I just simply looked over and I said, can I just be direct with you? And the owner, he goes, please do. He goes, that's why we brought you on. I need the direct communication with what you're seeing and what you think. And the beauty in that is, you know, for me in that role, I get to authentically show up and be myself. For many years professionally, I didn't do that. I held it back for fear of what they were going to think. Or quite frankly, I didn't want to deal with having to fight harder for my position. I was in a role with a few people that everything was an argument is what it felt like. And I just gave up. Have you ever been in a situation with communication or with others where you just kind of give up? You're tired of beating your head up against the wall and it's the same scenario over and over and over. And no matter how good your ideas are or you're doing the best you can, it seems like they're just falling nowhere. You know, so all that, you know, so why are we talking about this? Because sometimes to get to the bottom of our crazy, we got to take a look at what we're bringing to the table and where we withhold and where we overshare. Have you ever seen that little thing? It's like, you know, they get those, I got inspirational stuff all over my shack, but one of them says, you know, did I just overshare? Did I overtalk? Before I did a lot of work on me, you know, figuring out what was going on the inside. Oh, I overshared all the time. I am talking a lot and I already talked about how I like to talk, but when it was a toxic talk, it was brutal. You know, are you toxic talking lately? Are you, you know, is what's coming out of your mouth? Is it toxic talk? Is it complaining? You know, what do you got going on? So, you know, is the crazy coming about that way? I'm going to totally go off on a tangent here, but I'm in Nebraska. I've been in Nebraska about 5 times. I'm in Washington State. So I'm traveling home, you know, dad died of COVID. My elderly mom's left on, you know, we're in that world, you know, they were married a very long time. So I'm home and I had just recently gone back to school. I've been going back to school for a while, you know. And so the most recent class is pre-calculus algebra. And the algebra class about took me out. I'm telling you, it was like 7.5 weeks of constant math problems. And in my 40s, I haven't done math for quite a while, at least algebra. It was testing me. And here's what I caught myself doing. And I was sharing this with my mentor. One day I'm sitting there and I must have been another call with my husband or maybe, I don't even know, a friend. And I caught my crazy, and the crazy was complaining. I was, you know, that whole thing about, you know, homework is hard. I've been at it for 5 hours today. I'm tired. You know, I'm in the circumstance where I'm trying to figure out things for my mom. We've got this, all these things to take care of, a house and finance, you know, all these things. I mean, when you really, if any of you have had to help with an elderly parent or handling an estate, and these guys didn't even have an estate. I mean, it wasn't like anything grand, but it's a lot. You're taking over somebody's life. Like you're literally coming in and looking at their stuff and how do they do their stuff? It's a lot. So all of a sudden I catch my crazy, you know, and so that's why I'm talking about this. So, you know, are you toxic talking? Are you complaining? You know, what's been going on lately with you? And the point of me going in this direction with this part of my show is the next thing is when that's going on within you, perhaps you're overwhelmed. Maybe you've got a lot going on. I know I did when I caught myself addictively complaining, right? It tends to show up in those times when we're tired, we're worn out, we're stretched thin. Or here's a good one. We've been sitting in self-pity about looking at everything else everyone else has that we're having a hard time appreciating what we have, and what we have isn't good enough because it doesn't look as good in conditions as somebody else's stuff. So ultimately, we end up in a ton of self-pity. So am I full of self-pity? Am I toxic talking? Am I constantly complaining? What do I got going on? And here's the message. If that is going on with you, okay, if you've been there, it's okay. It's okay. There's nothing right or wrong about it. I guarantee, though, when you're there, you don't feel very good about you. You don't feel good about your life. You just don't feel good. We're not always going to feel 100% about everything. If we didn't have negative, we wouldn't be able to appreciate the positive. I mean, we all need to dip to come back up, right? But if the majority of the days are there, and those are the things going on within you, there's also probably people in your life that are important to you. People that you love, people that you respect, and you are around those people all the time. How do you think you're coming across in your relationships? How do you think that person appears to them every day? How do you think you're infecting your relationships? If you're in that spot where you're personally struggling on a regular basis and you are seeking a new experience, but you have been unable or unwilling to make the decision necessary to catapult you to the next level, but your everyday energy is one of frustration, depression, or sulking, imagine what that might be like for somebody else in your life to be around on a regular basis. And it may not be your family. You may be a single person living on your own. What are you like at work? What are people seeing and experiencing with you? When you walk in a room, are they excited to see you, or are they hesitant to ask you how you are? And keep in mind, when I deliver these messages and I kind of go there with you, it's not so that you can feel miserable about yourself or beat yourself up about being there. That's not why I'm doing it. Because remember, I think you're stronger than you are, maybe than you think. I think you're quite capable. I think you're an adult who's been probably through worse than what you're going through right now, and that you can overcome whatever you've got going on. But all I'm doing is I'm talking through all that stuff, and I'm trying to get in there to make a shift for you so that you can appreciate and understand that you're somebody who's influencing other people's lives right now. And I just bet that you're someone who wants to influence them in a positive and loving way to lift them up and not bring them down. And when we're unable to give the own strength to ourselves, to bring ourselves up for us, sometimes we have to lean on something outside of ourselves as someone who's important to us to provide the motivation and the inspiration to keep us going. Just don't stop. To keep us going to the next level, to keep us going to the next aspiration, to help pull us up out of the dark hole. Is there someone in your life, if you're in that spot, that you really want to be there for, that your attention to your own emotional and mental health is worth it, so that you can show up for them and be the positive, loving, outstanding individual that you are? So how are you affecting the people in your life? And if you're somebody who is doing pretty well, you know, you're feeling good about yourself, a lot of days are good, and everything's rolling right along, you know, just, and this is probably part of your practice already, but look at all areas of your life, maybe just not what's under the roof if things are going well there. You know, I had somebody once say to me, you know, when things are going well at home, but they're shitty at work, or they're bad at work, I can usually manage. When they're bad at work, when they're bad at home, but they're really good at work, I can manage. It's when they're bad at home, and they're bad at work, that the true test really comes in. And if that's what's going on, the misery and the crazy has just spread to two areas. Sometimes it's temporary, sometimes one will lift, right? And then other times they'll stick around. But if everything's going well for you, if everything's good, and both areas seem to be rocking right now, break it down just a little bit. Because see, you're in a great position to do a healthy inventory where you can actually look at the situation and not be mired down in self-loathing or depression or guilt or anything, because you know you're doing pretty well. And just kind of look away, look around and say, how am I doing? I had a woman I was helping one time, a fantastic individual. You know, some of us don't have to go quite so low before we figure it out, right? I was a very low person, and then I had to build it up over the years. She's someone who didn't have to go that low, right? But she still is human, like we all are, and she was looking for help and a coach and all that good stuff. But she has a lot of natural attributes that she's got a fantastic perception on things. And I've been working with her for a while. And so recently, though, professionally, she found herself really irritated with the inability of others to see their own defects. Can't they get it? Why can't they get it? In fact, so I always think that certain things trend at different times. And right now, we're in a space where a lot of people are not wanting to return to the day job. I mean, I know you've heard of this, unemployment rates. I mean, all these things, you know, post-pandemic, you know, the pandemic awoke a lot of people to a lot of areas in their life they no longer wanted to tolerate. So there's definitely a shift. And in our environment where I'm living at, there's a lot of benefit to consumers sometimes for, there's just a lot of benefits in our state, right? So if you have to take time off for the family, it's there for you. I mean, it's really beneficial to people to help them in these tight spots. As an employer, it can feel, from what I'm hearing from other people, I think it feels a little bit like people are taking the shortcuts. Okay, so flip whatever side of that coin you want to flip. But for her, it was feeling like shortcuts, or she was having a hard time understanding why people just didn't do what they were supposed to do. And because she had such a healthy self-expectation of herself, she was placing that same expectation on others. And it was really starting to infect the relationships professionally, especially with anybody who would be considered a subordinate, somebody she managed. It was getting in the way of her leadership. And she had to take a good look at how her energy was coming into the business every day, and how that attitude and that frustration of being overwhelmed and understaffed and having to, you know, figure these things out, but how that was coming out in judgments against others. And this is somebody whose life is really well. I mean, home life's good. I mean, even though she had these perceptions at work, the actual job itself is really good. A healthy woman, you know, I mean, a lot of great things, right? But in that one small area, even when both worlds were going well, in that one small area, she started seeing where she was kind of falling through the cracks. So how are you impacting the people around you? Has your crazy in any area gone off a little bit and it started to bleed into other areas and you can feel it, but you're not really addressing it? And sometimes, you know, we just put the blinders on and we go about our day and we don't want to address it. And it'll come up. It'll come up, guarantee it. So last segment, we talked about the authenticity of walking within your own shoes, being who you want to be, you know, and the courage that can take. We've also touched base today on how your crazy shows up. And on this segment, I just simply went into how are you impacting the people in your life? How are you impacting the people in your life and in your immediate environment? Now we're time for a break. It's time for a break. So once again, Susan Dene, you can check it out at the website, different content at susandene.com, Facebook, Susan Dene, Instagram, Susan_Dene. More than happy to exchange messages with you. And we will be back shortly.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Susan Denae, and welcome back to the Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where we are authentically sharing emotional recovery in the raw. Simply, we are just getting to the nitty-gritty of how we emotionally operate, which I like to say when it's not serving our highest self, my first identification or the one I work with the most with some of my clients is understanding how your crazy operates. Know your crazy. If you're just joining us, we are in the last part of our show. I'm going to just quickly review a little bit about where we've been for the first 45 minutes. One, we talked about Know Your Crazy, where it comes, where it came from, how it originated, a little bit about me, my high performance coaching, working with women in recovery from addiction and alcoholism, where that idea was planted from in order to eventually get to here. I shared a little bit with you about remembering things that you do now as an adult that perhaps you've been doing your entire life. The reason I dial in on that is because usually it's something that comes naturally to you. And by naturally, I mean you have a natural talent with it. And so if you're somebody who's seeking for a new level of development for yourself, or you're kind of, you know, stuck in a, I don't know, a job that you don't want to be at, or you're in a dull state in your life, sometimes, you know, the word coming to my head is pooter. We pooter out. Maybe that's a Nebraska term. I don't know where the hell that came from. So anyway, but you know, we get bored. So take a look at what you naturally do well and enhance it. Enhance the skill set. If you've always been a camera person and taking pictures, take a photography class, grow creatively for a little bit. For me, it was public speaking. I loved it when I first hit that spot I shared about earlier in the show. So I started learning how to publicly speak a little bit better with some skill. And I'm pretty sure they didn't teach me to say the word pooter. I don't even want to know what that means. Okay, so I think I do. Oh my God, we're moving on. Okay, so I talked about that. Yeah, now we're going on. I talked about that. What else I talked about? Direct communication, the beauty with direct communication, which is part of emotional recovery in the raw. You know, really just directly giving the message. And I challenged some of you throughout the show today with some really tough questions about how you are showing up and how your crazy operates, asking you to reflect for a moment when you feel stress, what's going on within you. I used just a couple examples. It doesn't have to be extreme situations where we're looking for our stress. Usually it'll show up in the everyday things like family, lid not being on the toothpaste, cereal bowls not being picked up, partner leaving their dirty laundry all in their bedroom, not picking it up. You've asked them repeatedly, they don't do it. You come home, somebody parks in your driver's spot in the driveway, the nerve, you know, at work, somebody's got some terrible habit in the cubicle next to you and you just went, what's going on? How are you energetically? That's the best word I can use. What are you transmitting out there? And that led me into the appreciation for direct communication and really nipping that, right? Like that's kind of where all that was it was how I communicate. And the reason why I wanted to bring that into the show was because to really let you know how I work and the type of communication that I appreciate. I gave a little bit of history about me and growing up in a family with a father who was a direct communicator, a respectful direct communicator. And a man I truly miss today because so many people respected him and some people didn't like him for it. But there's just a lot of beauty in that when we give each other enough respect that we're talking to adults who have been through some stuff, who are still standing, you're still standing. I bet you're tougher than maybe you think. And I shared a little bit about that because of, you know, when we're talking about our crazy, there could be some perceptions about using that word to describe some of our emotional pain. And I simply just shared with you why I don't feel that way. And I shared with you why I think that the people I'm talking to are stronger and not that sensitive and that they can appreciate where I'm coming from on that. because we all have a little bit of crazy. For some of us, it's beyond our control. We have to seek different types of help for it. For the majority of us, though, it's things that are within our control. And I do believe that we all have some sense of control over it, depending on what we're doing in our life and how we address it. So I shared a little bit about that and talked a little bit about that. And then the last segment, I really was poking on you a little bit about how are you showing up in the relationships in your life? And this was kind of the nugget I wanted to give for today because, you know, being the first episode and talking a lot about where the show's coming from, why this is important, I believe, why I've seen this work with the people I've worked with for nearly 20 years, you know, all that's great. But what can I give to you so that when you leave this show and you go about your evening or the next few days with your family or the people that you work with or anybody that you're around, to take a snapshot and ask, and really, how am I influencing these people around me? How am I influencing them? You know, there's a scale we can put ourselves, you know, we could do the whole, you know, let's go a 1 to 10. Sometimes I'll do that with the people I work with. Let's go from 1 to 10. And on, you know, going into work every day and being around folks, how influential do you feel? And let's even add a little something to that. Let's add how good is your positive impact on people that you work with from a scale of 1 to 10. 10, I'm absolutely doing fantastic at it today. You know, I feel very inspiring. You know, I'm seeing my feedback be put in, you know, being implemented and people are benefiting. Like, I'm a 10. I'm kind of sucking. I'm barely getting into work. I don't like anybody there. I'm depressed. I've been this way for a while. Don't really think I'm influencing very many people. In fact, I might, if I'm influencing them at all, I'm influencing them not to come into my office because I'm such a sad person that nobody wants to be around. Like, you got that. Hey, a lot of us have had it. I've had it. So maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you're in a 5. So scale of 1 to 10, how you doing? And so I was looking to talk to you last segment about how are you influencing the people around you to simply take, I'm a big believer in inventory. We got to stand back and take a look. Let's take a look. And just simply take judgment of yourself. Just clearly take a look. If we don't take a look, we don't know where to go, right? We got to take a look. So take a look at your relationships in your life and try to give yourself, this may sound funny, but as unbiased as possible, if you were to view in on you, if you're looking down, you know, you're looking down, how am I doing? I'm judging me and I'm going to be the observer. I'm just going to be the observer. How am I doing? And take a look at your relationships. How are you doing? How are you doing at work? If you have to go to work at an office, some of us are at home now. And if you're at home, how are you doing at home? How are you doing if you're working from home? How does your family respond to you right now working from home? How's that working out for you? You know, maybe your children, maybe you're a parent. How are you as a parent right now? Like really, how are you? I've worked with a lot of women and a lot of moms, and I'm a mom, and I can go in and out of guilt, you know, depending on, well, it's a lot better today, but there was a time when I felt like if I wasn't being super mom and, you know, had them in all these activities or putting their hair in pigtails or putting the right outfit on or, you know, it always felt like my kid was the one going to school with, you know, clothes that didn't match. I don't know if I remember to tell her to brush her teeth. You know, I worked full time for the majority of all my kids' lives, right? You know, the pants they got on are too small. I mean, I was always like in this conflict of really being unable to appreciate the fact that I was showing up every day for them. In my world, I was a sober mom who was honestly doing her best that she could. There wasn't many times I was losing my temper. You know, I had dinner every night. Sometimes it was from fast food and sometimes it was made from me. Sometimes it was a crock pot, but I didn't give myself credit for the things that I was doing really well. And so when I'm talking about looking at yourself and trying to give yourself a score that's as unbiased as possible, be sure you're giving yourself some credit. Be sure you're giving yourself some credit. Because it's okay to want to improve. It's okay to want to reach a higher level. And this is really going to come down because you want to feel good about you, right? And the relationships in your life will only benefit when you feel good about you. And when you're taking that score and you're looking from the 1 to 10, see if that score equals how you feel about you, especially the low score. I don't think I've mentioned, but you know, there's 4 key areas in our life that we will always be looking to strive in, to grow in, to have relationships in. One is our health, and that relationship is going to be with your body. You have a relationship with your body, okay? Another one's going to be your finances. Money's a thing. It puts a roof over our head and food in our belly, and sometimes it'll give us the ability to express in new ways. Sometimes it gives us just allow us to live. We have a relationship with money, right? Romance relationships, intimate and just platonic relationships, affiliate, that's going to be an area, right? And then the last area, let's see, finances, professional. We have our professional relationships and how we feel about ourselves professionally. Okay. That can be a loaded weapon. I'm not going to lie. It was for me. It can be a loaded weapon. Ego can jump in there. All kinds of things can jump in there. So as you take a look at this scoring, this 1 to 10, and I'm making a note right now, because for the next episode, we're going to talk about that score from 1 to 10. And talking about the next episode, I'm going to jump off that now. So you got it. I trust you got it. Next episode. So the teachings that I have, I've got about 12 organic methods that I came up over the years and working with individuals. I'm going to cover the first one in the next episode. And it is going to be understanding your personality extreme types correlates to the Know You're Crazy. So I hope you join me. It's been a fantastic episode with you guys. I hope you've enjoyed it. I have. Hopefully there was some good nuggets in there for you. You experienced some insight. I look forward to joining you. Please feel free to join me or reach out to me at my website, susandanae.com, Facebook, message me, instant message, DM, whatever, Instagram at susan_danae. Thank you for being here, for Know You're Crazy. And I look forward to sharing some more insight and experience next week. Have a good one. You have been listening to Know You're Crazy.
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 And my name is Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating your crazy one episode at a time. Tune in to transformationtalkradio.com. To connect with me or Growth Spurt Your Life, please visit susandanae.com. That's Susan Danae, DENEE.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.